Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4:25, down 9 3/4 on the open. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, March wheat opened at 3:56, down 4 on the open. May, 3:65 1/2, down 2. July, 3:76, down 3 1/2. September, 3:88, down 2. December, 4:01, down 2 3/4. March, 4:08 1/2, down 4 1/2 on the open. March corn opened at 2:19 1/2, down 1 on the open. May, 2:27 3/4, down 1. July, 2:38 1/2, down 3/4. September, 2:46 1/2, down 1. December, 2:56 3/4, down 1 1/4. March, 2:63 3/4, down 1 1/2 on the open. May oats open at 1:82 1/2, down 2 on the open. March beans open at 5:72 1/2, down 1 on the open. May, 5:82 1/2, down 2. July, 5:95, down 3/4. August, 5:98 1/2, down 2 1/4. September, $6, down 4 1/4. November, 6:08, down 3 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 1:73, up 30 on the open. May, 1:74.20, down 10. March soybean oil opened at 23:45, down 3 on the open. May, 23:60, down 11. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 102.40, up 37 1/2 on the open. April, 103.75, up 32 1/2. May, 105, up 42 1/2 on the open. April live cattle opened at 83.95, up 32 1/2 on the open. June, 79.40, up 27 1/2. April lean hogs opened at 59.80, up 7 1/2 on the open. May, 67, down 5. June, 68.60, down 2 1/2. July, 68.10, down 2 1/2 on the open. And then pork bellies in the March contract opened at 88 even, down 100 on the open. Be sure to join us tomorrow evening at the DeKalb County Farm Bureau Auditorium in Sycamore for another one of our AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. The panel gets underway at 7 o'clock, and panelists for the meeting include Bill Biederman of Allendale, Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities, and Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. That's at the DeKalb County Farm Bureau Auditorium in Sycamore, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, the time of the meeting. Remember, the meeting is free and no advance reservations are required, and we hope to see you there.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolandagrienergy.com.
Joining us now on the telephone for a look at the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, and Wayne Fresh from his Agricultural Outlook meeting last night in Champaign. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave. Yes, what a pleasurable evening last night. A wonderful crowd as usual there in Champaign County. They always have a great turnout and some great questions from the crowd last night.
And I was surprised that so many of them had some new crop stuff done. Almost everybody did.
Well, you know, if you remember from that meeting, these are guys that really watch the markets. They're very concerned and very aggressive marketers, and they seem to be following a lot of the advice that we put out there. So hopefully we're right for them.
Let's go ahead and look at the markets today, Wayne. Let's start at the Merc today. it looks to me, based on the trading I'm seeing, that traders pretty much shrugged off yesterday's news of a third positive BSE test result here in the U.S.
Well, you know, it's very surprising, but we had taken quite a drop back in these cattle from where they were just a month ago, Dave, and we're down below cash prices, and I think that, you know, we do seem to have a pretty good demand base here, even without some of the foreign business that would have helped immensely. So we're in the time period also where it'll kick back in, and I think, number one, that it was contained, did not enter the food chain, did not enter the feed chain, and also was an older cow that was before the feed ban on feeding some of the bone meal that could have got in there is helpful also. So along with all those things, why we've got cattle higher today.
And I guess the question I have for you is, do you think that we're going to see futures begin to rally against that deep discount to cash?
Well, it sure is acting that way today. I mean, if we can shake off bad news of a mad cow, you know, the idea is that we're not going to reopen some of the Japanese and Korean areas there that we would have liked to have had. It looks like we're going to rally on bad news.
Over at the Kansas City Exchange, wheat taking it on the chin again today after really a hard down yesterday, 2 days in a row. And some talk about wheat was the leader in all of this. How are you looking at it?
Well, it has been. It was the leader up and it was sort of the leader down again yesterday. And today, keeping pressure on things. You know, it's just amazing. The news this morning as we got up was wildfires in Texas and Oklahoma and all the acres and everything going on. But yet we do have a forecast for rain come Friday and Saturday during the down the driest area that might help the wheat crop. But I hate to say it, it's a long ways away in a real dry area to be as confident as what these guys seem. But we had over-exaggerated this market, and it was a weather market, a lot of weather premium built in. So we're going to take some of that weather premium out of the wheat market for sure. You know, as we look over the beans are shaking off a little bit of the bad news in the wheat.
More on the wheat is, as I look at the current trade, May 363, now 363 and a quarter. But at that 363, it's already down to the February 16th low, and you got to go the day before down to 355. So this thing is dropping like a stone at the moment.
Yes, it is, Dave, and that's what's happening. I mean, you know, like basically we are just seeing people go to the door, and the open interest, it was shaded so heavily long there that there just aren't buyers underneath this market.
Meanwhile, over in the soybean pit, you already alluded to it a little bit, the May contract at 584, and that's just down one half at the moment. And I guess that's interesting because we've been kind of keeping track of that 583-85 level of support.
Yeah, and also, you know, we did have some pretty solid support at 80 to 81.5. We went to the 81.5, and we bounced again. You know, we've seen this come through that way, and it does look like the trade is just not ready to push on down to those levels as of yet in the bean pit.
This trade over the last month has tried to push these beans down to these kind of levels. At least, let me look at the chart real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six, at least on eight different sessions, and have yet to push through these resistance levels. What does that tell you, Wayne?
Awful lot of support there. You know, it just seems like there seems to be some sort of buying that comes in there. Is it funds protecting that it doesn't go below there? Is it some commercial support? I'm not for sure where it's all coming from, but there is and has been tremendous support at those levels, and it does look like once again today that it's there one more time.
Over in the corn, we now see May corn at 228, down three quarters. There's a pretty good level of support in the May contract, 227.5. You look for that to hold?
I think it will here for right now, Dave. I mean, I say that along the lines as we still want to be the index funds are liking to buy the corn along the way at times, and they seem to find value there and come in. We see other funds willing to come in and protect their positions down at those levels. And we also see and feel the need of increased corn usage in the ethanol along the line, and the idea that we're still going to want to keep things in here to try to hold whatever corn acres we're trying to buy back intact.
Wayne, we'll talk to you again this afternoon.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Let's look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City, 420 and a half, down 7.5. March wheat at the Board of Trade in Chicago at 355, down 5. May, 362.5, down 5. March corn, 219.75, down 3/4. May, 228, down 3/4. July, 238.5, down 3/4. December, 257, down 1. March beans, 573.5, unchanged. May, 584.5, unchanged. July, 596, up 1/4. November at 610, down 1. March soybean meal, 173.20, up 50. March soybean oil, 23.30, down 18 at the Merck. March feeders, 102.77.5, up 75. April live cattle, 84.27.5, up 65. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.